Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Some people are hesitant to start writing their book, or they've started, but they don't have much confidence in their idea. Several people have asked me recently about their ideas for books, and they've said, "Do you think I have something here?" It's a little bit of a vague question, though, and it's also one that, to me, doesn't give me a whole lot to say, and I'll explain why in just a minute. Here's the thing. I'm not a literary agent. I couldn't say with any degree of insider knowledge if it's the type of work that would sell like hotcakes or not sell at all. That's why agents are so selective, because they have a sense of which publishers will go for certain types of material. The publishers, for their parts, already have their niches carved out, and they don't want to throw their marketing money behind a type of book they've already tried to sell and failed. But as a self-publisher, you don't need to worry about that, and you actually have an advantage over the agent. You don't just work with a handful of publishers who all have their own self-established rules about what they think they can sell or not. You get to market directly to your readers and carve out your own niche, your own fan base. And as your fan base starts talking about your book to other people, your fan base will grow. So this is why I'm such an advocate for self-publishing, and why I don't have a whole lot to say when someone asks me if their idea for a book is good. Because my philosophy is, if it's worth writing, it's worth reading. Plain and simple. And I'll say it again, for effect. If it's worth writing, it's worth reading. Okay, I think I just felt the earth shake. I think I even just heard someone shout their extreme disagreement from three states over. "But there's so much garbage on Amazon. Don't tell people to throw more of it onto the pile." Okay, I hear you. Yes, some people will say that there's a lot of garbage on Amazon. I see why someone would say this, but there are a couple reasons I don't give much dignity to this statement. First of all, everyone has a different definition of garbage. Some people think garbage is any book that is less than exquisitely written, yet still becomes a runaway bestseller, and makes the author oodles of money. Look, just because the prose doesn't drip off your soul directly onto the page, doesn't mean it's not worthy of being sold. Some books exist solely to entertain, and they serve that purpose very well. And second of all, the books that are on Amazon that were nowhere near ready to be published just sink into oblivion, so we don't need to worry about them. And yes, instead of garbage, I call them books that were nowhere near ready to be published. And there are plenty of those. But a lot of what people call garbage has sold big. And it just goes to show that someone bothered to write it, and clearly many, many people bothered to read it. But please, for all of our sakes, don't just go throw anything onto Amazon, and please don't publish your book without having it edited by someone else. In fact, there's a three-step checklist to making sure your book is ready to be self-published and won't end up sinking to the bottom of this sea of oblivion. Number one, get lots of feedback. From whom? Friends and family? No, they're too nice, and most just tell you what you want to hear. Hire someone? Sure, if you have the budget, but I don't think it's totally necessary, because your blog is a great feedback tool. Blog posts that reveal some of what you're working on, so you can get feedback in real time, and then adjust as necessary to come up with something you know people will go for. It takes the guesswork out of it. Now, the more followers, the more engagement from your fans that you have, the more feedback you'll get. Which is why, like a broken record, I keep saying, start building a following, start a mailing list, start promoting yourself right now. Not tomorrow, today. Number two, have it professionally edited. This is a step you should spring for. Editors' rates vary, but I can't overstate the importance of having a second pair of eyes on your work before it goes to press. Number three, get a book cover professionally designed. It doesn't have to cost a whole lot. Despite what you've been told over and over since childhood, that's how people actually buy books. They judge them by their covers. So, all this to say, if you've been hesitant to start something or don't have very much confidence in your ability to write a book or write something that people will enjoy, take heart because if it's worth writing, it's worth reading. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.